The Climate Change Division of the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change presents Climate Change Jamaica's Story, a 5-minute feature focusing on climate change, its current and projected effects, and what can be done to lessen its impacts.
It has been established that with the amount of carbon dioxide already in the atmosphere, as well as the science behind the greenhouse effect, the climate will continue to change over the coming years. The University of the West Indies Climate Studies Group has carried out extensive research in this area and has forecasted worst-case and best-case scenarios on the continued effects of climate change. As the carbon dioxide continues to trap heat in the atmosphere, the Earth will continue to warm. Director of the Climate Studies Group, University of the West Indies, Mona, Professor Michael Taylor, tells us more.
So we have seen about a 1 degree rise so far. The projection suggests that the temperatures are just going to continue increasing linearly or kind of like in a straight line, so that by the mid-century, which is about 30 years from now, we should have somewhere between a 1 to 1.5 degree increase in temperature. And if we go even project longer than that towards the end of the century, we could have anywhere between a 1 to 3.5 degree rise in temperatures. So we're going to see significant temperature increases, and that is both daytime temperatures and nighttime temperatures. And even more so, the number of days in a year that we're going to think are hot are going to increase significantly. So in terms of perception, it's going to almost feel like the days are hot, the nights are hot, and summer is starting earlier and lasting longer.
Another projected change in the climate for the next 50 years is variations in rainfall. Professor Taylor says that Jamaica will continue to experience swings between heavy rains and floods and drought conditions.
As we go to mid-century again, what we're going to find is that that variability pattern is going to continue and probably even be a little bit more exacerbated. We're going to have very, very variable rainfall. And the intensity of the rainfall, it seems, is going to be heavier. So when we do get rain, it will be heavier, but we'll also have these periods of drought, which we will have to deal with. As we go to the end of the century now, we'll still have the variability, but a drying trend is probably going to set in the middle of the century, so that by the end of the century, we'll be anywhere between 25 and 35% drier. And the driest period actually will be the months when we expect to get rain between May and October.
In the coming years, we'll find that when we get tropical storms, they will be more intense. Professor Taylor says scientists are not sure whether we will have an increase in the number of hurricanes and storms. However, they are sure that when we do experience these forces of nature, they will become more and more intense.
Expect that kind of intensity in the wind strength and the rainfall intensity, especially near the core or the eye of a hurricane. And then the last way, in addition to the temperature and the rainfall and the intense storms, will of course be the sea level rise. The projections go up to 1 meter, say by about mid-century, and even further up to about 2 meters by the end of century.
While those are the four major ways in which the climate will continue to change over the next 15 to 65 years, Professor Taylor says in addition to sea level rise, our oceans will also be affected. The carbon dioxide we pump into the air is seeping into the oceans, and slowly they are becoming acidic. 100 years from now, will our coral reefs have survived?
The climate is going to change significantly, and so everything that depends on climate is also going to change significantly. We have to deal with a whole range of growing impacts on the climate change, and so we have to begin to take the steps now.
Director of the Climate Studies Group, University of the West Indies, Mona, Professor Michael Taylor.
Join us again next week for another in the series, Climate Change Jamaica's Story, when we look at the strategies the government has adopted for mitigating and adapting to the impacts of climate change.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.